From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Leslie Ovalle. Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren hosted a town hall last night at Florida International University's Golden Panther Arena. She's debating nine other candidates tonight at the Adrian Arsh Center. Warren explained her plans to eliminate corruption in Washington, D.C., focus on climate action, and dismantle privately owned prisons and migrant detention centers. Homestead resident Lisette Santana was one of hundreds to wait in line and shake Warren's hand.
It's important to see where people come from and their formation, and it's extremely essential for what she wants to do as a president, that she was a teacher. Like, she comes from that approach. She wants to educate, she wants to inform. She's an educator, whereas Trump was all about winning.
10-year-old Gabrielle Bohager is from Vero Beach, and she loves politics. She didn't get to ask Warren this question.
How will you help immigrant children who have been separated from their families reconnect with their families?
Warren told the crowd she would visit the Homestead Detention Center for Migrant Children this morning. And Florida farmers will soon be able to grow what many consider a cash crop with huge potential. Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill that would create a state hemp program. Hemp is a so-called no-high strain of the cannabis plant and is grown for a wide variety of industrial uses, including plastics, cosmetics, and biofuel. The hemp program would be run by the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Freed is a major hemp supporter. She held hemp workshops in Broward County and Tampa and Tallahassee in anticipation of the bill signing. Nikki Freed's goal is to have the first set of rules published next month, with the hemp program running by the end of the year. This is WLRN News. I'm Leslie Ovalle.